What did Jesus write in the dust there with his finger? He's standing in front of the crowd where the adulterous woman has just been brought before him by scribes and Pharisees trying to trap him. You get the trap, right? If Jesus says the woman should go free, it looks like he's ignoring the law of Moses. If Jesus says the woman should indeed be stoned, it looks like he is not so concerned about the lowly people as everybody thought he was. And actually, he also could be arrested for initiating a capital punishment, which the Romans alone had authority to do. So he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. And his response? He bends down and writes in the dust with his finger. What did he write? By the way, St. Augustine does something beautiful with this scene. It says after everybody leaves Jesus and the woman alone, because Jesus has given them the challenging permission, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. It says, the two were left alone. The two were left alone, Augustine writes, misery and mercy. She, of course, is full of misery. Jesus is full of mercy. Then Augustine quotes a line from Psalm 42, deep calls to deep. It sounds beautiful in Augustine's Latin. Abyssus abyssum invocat. Abyssus abyssum invocat. Abyss calls to abyss. The abyss of the woman's misery beckons to the abyss of Jesus' mercy. And the abyss of Jesus' mercy calls to the abyss of the adulterous woman's misery. Deep calls to deep. What did Jesus write in the dust of the earth with his finger? By the way, the Pharisees and scribes were not believable at all, given how they brought forth this woman the way they did. They brought her forth and told the truth about her, perhaps, but there was no love for her in them. She was just a tool to set a trap for Jesus. And if they cared for the truth and implementing the law, where was the man, since it says the woman was caught in the midst of the act? The law required both the woman and the man to be punished. Nothing genuine about the scribes and Pharisees here. Remember the quote of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Do not consider to be love anything that is not truthful, and do not consider truth anything not motivated by love. If this woman was really caught in adultery, the scribes and Pharisees had no concern really for the love of God in bringing this woman's sin to light. But what did Jesus write in the dust? Lots of opinions on this. Some say Jesus was writing the names of some of those accusing persons in the dust to show that their names would be only written in the earth, not in heaven. Some say Jesus started writing the secret sins of those accusers, so they were shamed into leaving. Those are a couple of pretty good guesses made actually by a couple of saints. But since the Holy Spirit did not write for us in our gospel what it is that Jesus wrote in the dust of the earth, perhaps it is really the act of writing that is the sign for us. Jesus is God. And God writes in the earth. God shaped the earth with his hands, and God shapes history. God carved the paths of wisdom and love into the face of the earth by the steps of his Son, Jesus Christ. In this little moment of history, with a woman caught in adultery and publicly accused by unloving conspirers, in this little moment of history, Jesus writing in the dust easily symbolizes the way God would bring his will to bear on this moment in time. God would write this moment. God would achieve his outcome. God wouldn't be trapped by the stone law of the Old Testament and the stone hearts of scribes and Pharisees. Jesus writing in the dust was a silent statement of the superiority of God, directing moments such as this, where God's wise mercy was meant to triumph. Furthermore, God shaped the human person out of dust. Jesus writing in the dust is God writing in the dust, God who made the first man out of dust. It symbolizes God's ability to write into all the human hearts present in this scene. God in Jesus could touch the hearts of those hard religious leaders, and he did. They walked away. God in Jesus could touch the heart of that woman caught in adultery, now filled with such misery, and he did. Jesus sends her away, telling her to sin no more. Imagine the grace that now filled that woman. Her history was now certainly rewritten by Jesus. God wrote in the dust. God wrote in her heart. What about our hearts? Do we let Jesus write in them? Do we want Jesus to author the history of our lives? Do we trust him to do this overall in life and in the hard moments of life, even when we have sinned and need to turn back? Do we desire God's will in this way? Thy will be done. This history of our lives and our hearts finds its anchor in the Eucharist, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where we encounter this Savior whose abyss of mercy calls out to us. May we yield to him in this encounter today, more than we have ever done before.